Some masters of the art of camouflage live in the world's coldest lands in areas near the poles. Polar birds. It's autumn. Snow has fallen on a rocky area. There are two birds hidden here. Can you see them? There they are. It is nearly impossible to see them in the natural environment where they live because they have wonderful camouflage in their feathers that looks the same as the ground. Now, let's look a bit more closely. The white feathers of the birds are a copy of the snow covering. The patches of the ground remaining among the snow are also carefully marked on the birds' wings. The ground and the birds look the same. It is almost impossible to distinguish between them. It's winter. Everything is covered with snow. There is a miraculous change on the bodies of the polar birds. They have no dark feathers left. Again, it is almost impossible to make out the white bird in the snow. The bird does not realize it, but its body is perfectly camouflaged. The black feathers around its eyes prevent it from being blinded by the light reflected from the snow. Now it's springtime. The snow has begun to melt. Plants have begun to emerge from the melting snow. New feathers have appeared on the bird's body. They are the same color as the new plants. And now it's summer. The snow has all melted and the ground cover has appeared. Again, the bird displays a remarkable camouflage. You will notice that there is a deliberately planned change in the bird. Its body is covered with feathers that match the design of the ground cover. Again, it's almost impossible to see it in the grass. Let's think a bit about this marvelous display of camouflage. The bird cannot adjust the color of its feathers to match the environment by itself. It does not have the intelligence to realize what use its camouflage serves. In that case, who gives it its remarkable camouflage ability? Who knows the kind of camouflage the polar bird must have in every season? Who marked the colors and designs of the environment on the feathers of the bird just like an artist? There's only one answer to these questions. God created the bird, and it is He who gave it its qualities.